Hi, everybody. Yes, I'm Anthony Quinn. Of course, it has to be me. And this is Food Addict. Yes, and I have my friend. Oh my gosh. My friend, I just met her. I saw her around a little bit. We've seen each other on the internet a little bit. And then she came to the mic the other night and we were hanging. And you know what? I think I forgot her last name.
That's all right. When I become a star, I'm going to drop my last name anyway.
Everybody, Georgia, what's your last, say your last name?
Metz.
Georgia Metz. And it's so fucking easy and Anthony Quinn still forgot it. I must be smoking some really good weed today. And I am. And I am. Okay. Wow. All right. So, Georgia Metz is a Westchester County comedian. She's very, very funny. Has a lot of personality, a lot of spunk, and she could probably kick my ass pretty easily.
Oh yeah.
Well, she was you're a retired registered nurse, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a pretty hard fucking job. I mean, you know, if you could make it a whole career being a registered nurse, I mean, you could probably beat up a lot of people.
Listen, if I can't beat them up, I'm sure one of my grateful patients will be happy to do the job for me. That's cool.
A legion of patients. Oh yeah, yes. You got a problem?
That would be cool.
Take the IV bag with you when you go slash the tire.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Use the pole to help you.
Oh man, no, but you know, we were just talking a little bit before the podcast, before we started recording, about the hustle that it is to do stand-up comedy, to try to break in, to try to, just try to have some kind of footing and get shows and get experience and stuff like that. And man, it can be really hard. And there's so many people that have their hands in the pot, just like anything though, right?
Yes.
You know? Yes. I mean, stand-up comedy is no different than anything, man. Get into any kind of league or professional, if you were playing pool and you were a really good pool player, you'd be in the pool leagues and there'd be all kinds of drama. Oh, he's sandbagging, you know?
Yeah.
So you know, it's hard, but what it comes down to is you really have to have thick skin. And this woman, I don't know, her skin seems pretty fucking thick.
Yeah, I had to make it thick, you know?
Is that a compliment?
Well, it depends, unless you're a dermatologist. I don't think so. Trying to get business.
Oh, yeah. Man. So this is a food addict. So what this show's really about is about my life. So I could talk about comedy. I could talk about anything. Food is a huge part of my struggle with food has been a huge part of my everyday life. Uh-huh. Even today, I didn't eat breakfast. Would I be more clear-headed maybe and better for this podcast if I ate breakfast? I don't know, because sometimes I think eating makes me a little more sluggish. But the reality is, I probably would have been.
Oh, thanks for preparing.
But you know, I don't cook. I'm in a situation where I'm my kitchen is not functional, so I'm taking food out all the time. And uh-huh. I just got on a little bit of a better this new diet plan called the Everything White Diet. Was I talking to you about Nothing White Diet? I think we were talking about it the other night, right?
Yeah, Nothing White.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, that's the thing. I've lost 50 pounds over like 8 times, you know? After a while, the diets and I just don't want to be hungry anymore. You know what I mean?
Sure. Of course.
I mean, growing up, did you have a problem with your weight? Were you heavy when you were a child?
No, I didn't have any trouble with my weight because my father was a strict German and we were not allowed to have any sweets.
Oh.
Honestly, I didn't even know. For instance, we were not allowed to have any junk food, any sweets. Everything had to be home cooked and there was no such thing as in-between meal snacks. So even my mother played that game. You know, as we got older, we recognized we were getting played by them. I thought nobody was having any sweets. It was just my sister and I weren't having any sweets. So I was happy. I swear, Anthony, I'm happy my father never introduced us to soda. A lot of people are addicted to soda, and obese because of soda.
Oh,
then
yeah.
They say, oh, instead of soda, I'll drink, you know, zero sugar. Man, that's like drinking, paint thinner. That has more chemicals, more dangerous for you than if you just had the damn sugar. So I thank my father for that in a way. My kids didn't grow up on soda. You know, there was no such thing as candy dandy. But now, you know, I'm trying to struggle because I'm older, and I am having a problem with white food and concentrated sweets. If I have a candy bar before I go to the movies, I'm asleep in the movie.
Yeah,
because a sugar rush puts you to sleep. You know, well, me anyway.
What we were talking about, what I've been talking about recently on this podcast with people is how a lot of the stuff we were taught at, as kids that was healthy for you actually was propaganda from the sugar and flour companies.
Yes.
You know, they were funding this stuff to tell us. And you know what, Georgia, when you're told that as a child and you're growing up and everybody's believing it, somewhere inside you still believe it.
Yeah, you still believe it because you believe what you were told all your life, right? That's like finding out you're adopted when you're 30.
And
so everything up till then is a lie.
That is that is a great analogy. Whoa. That is a good clip. You got a clap out and we're not even doing anything yet. This is great.
Yay.
This
awesome.
Is great. But you know, I talk about this on my conspiracy podcast is, okay, so the food pyramid is a ridiculous joke now to people. They preached that for so long, and you're telling me that those scientists didn't know the food pyramid was bad?
No, they didn't know. Don't get me going. We're not on the conspiracy show because I have a few.
No, but I'm saying, oh no, we'll do that one too. But I'm saying this is what we're talking about. We're talking about this so we can mention it. I mean, you don't think they knew?
I don't think they knew. I think maybe they had an idea about it, but they already had us all believing something, so you're not going to switch gears now. So what is the shape?
There you go. So maybe in the very – see, I think they knew the whole time. I think they knew the whole time and they just or they just got different doctors that had different opinions. You know what I'm saying? They found the right doctors or the right people to do the study. It wasn't as objective as it should have been. I don't think, you know, I think science does that a lot. They just kind of like, they get the people they need in to get the answers they want.
Correct. And then you're right. That's another way you can do things. You know, they fudge the results because they want to be famous and they want to be the ones that, you know, figured it out.
Yeah.
You know, the person who does the solution of the Rubik's Cube, you know, he's down in history now because he solved the cube. So any scientist wants to attach his name to any phenomenal breakthrough and say, oh, the pyramid. So I'm asking you, Anthony, since you don't believe in the pyramid, what geometric shape are you interested in now? What's it called now?
No, but this is what I was going to say real quick, too, is sometimes these science dudes, like, they'll lie and they think they're doing it for us. They're like,
yes, well,
I have to lie. I have to do this. It's for the good of humanity and shit. Yeah. I swear this is how they think.
Well, you know, their goal is to research and to find better ways to live. So let's say they started out earnestly and they were authentic in their goal to teach us how to eat properly. And then it became corrupt. Isn't that what the answer is all the time? You start out with good intentions and then you get corrupt. And then nobody believes you.
Yeah,
that's how I look at it.
I guess that's how it is, but I mean, I don't know. It's if we all know this and we all know that like politicians are corrupt, then why don't we fucking do so? I don't know. You know what it is? Nobody wants to give up their shit. The corrupt people don't want to stop being corrupt. They'll let people complain about it all they want, but they're not going to stop being corrupt. Anyway, okay. So you said you weren't heavy when you were a kid because your dad monitored. So really, you never got razzed about your weight or anything like that. Now, were you tall and stuff?
Well, let me tell you, Anthony, I did get razzed later on in life. So, you know, that's a funny story right there. So I was tall and thin all my life until I got pregnant. And then, man, I had to give up smoking. So I gave up smoking for my first pregnancy, and I gained 70 pounds.
Whoa.
So in the Italian families, I don't know if you're not a queen, is Irish. I
think, I'm right? Anthony. So my mom's name was Borzichello. Forget about it. You crazy.
Oh, forget about it. So you know what I'm going to say now. So, you know, in the family, you always had a family relative who was quite the story. So in the day, my aunt Lucy was the family member who gained 50 pounds when she was pregnant, and nobody ever topped that record. And now here comes Georgia. Georgia gained 70 pounds while she was pregnant. I said, I did it for the good of my son. I couldn't eat. I couldn't smoke cigarettes. And man, when you can't smoke cigarettes and you're eating for two, it's like eating for three. Because, you know, your taste buds wake up. Everything tastes good. I'm like, oh, my God. And then I was out on disability for the 6 months of the 9 months. So I was like a freaking... I couldn't believe how fat I was.
Do you still smoke cigarettes?
No, I went cold turkey in 1992 or 93, and I have never gone back.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. Yeah. I love it because I couldn't have. I'm a cheap bitch, and I would never pay that money now.
You know what was interesting? When I quit smoking cigarettes, I realized like how much free time I had, too.
Yes, like, I know. It's a whole lifestyle change.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no, I don't have to go anywhere or do anything. I don't have to buy anything. I'm just chilling.
Yeah, but I did have somebody make a... So going forward, that weight stayed on for a long time, you know, that weight. And I'm not accustomed to that weight. But anyway,
What's a long time?
All right, so let's see. So I got married when I was 35, let's say. 35. So for 35 years, I was an average or less than average thin person. And then 20 years after that, I was overweight because I couldn't lose this pregnancy fat. You know, Anthony, growing up, you have the baby fat. Then when you have a baby, now it's the pregnancy fat. You know, it's just another excuse. So so I was, as a nurse, working, and I remember a coworker who had not seen me for a year. She sees my abdomen, and she sees that it's large. And I swear to God, she comes over to me with this kind of knowing smirk, and she taps my stomach, and she says to me, are we pregnant again?
Oh, my God.
And I looked at her and said, you know what? It's a fibroid uterus, in case you're wondering. And then she gave me this kind of uncomfortable look. I mean, honestly, I was ready to choke that chicken neck. But I said, you know what? There's a union member nearby. Better not. We're going to get reported. But that is what I call some balls, man. If you're going to assume that someone is pregnant, because they're heavy. I mean, so then I said, oh, and not only can you insult me, you can touch my abdomen as if it was allowed.
Oh my
so after
God.
That, I got pissed off and I lost 35 pounds over the last 5 years because I just don't want to have that pregnant look. But it helped me when I was on the train, when I was on the bus. I did a whole skit about that. I said, oh, when you look pregnant on the bus, somebody will give you a seat.
That's funny. Yeah, that's funny.
That's the only time it works, right? It doesn't work when you're at the bar, when you see the sign that says, we don't serve alcohol to pregnant women. Great. Give me a drink. The guy goes, no, didn't you read the sign? I said, yeah, I can read. What is this, an eye test? I can read it. Yeah, all right, give me a drink. He goes, no. Why not?
I'm drinking for two.
I said, I'm not pregnant, but okay, you know what? There goes your tip. When I lose this baby, I'm coming back and you're not getting a tip, bastard. So, I mean, what are you going to do, man? You're going to have to come up with a quick answer. You can't mess with these people.
Yeah, you know, I'm a worldly man. You know, I've been around. I've seen a lot of things. I've seen things and I've seen a lot of people get destroyed by that situation. I'm not a lot, but like probably three. Usually if something happens to me, if something happens to me three times, it's a lot.
Oh my God.
If I say I got a big response from something on the internet, it means three people contacted me. you know, I saw a situation where somebody said that, like, oh my God, are you expecting? Or when's the date? And the woman just left the party crying and didn't even come back to the party.
Yeah, they can't get away from that. I grew up with a bunch of hecklers in my family. You think I'm going to let someone heckle me? Get over here. I've been practicing for 25 years.
She was destroyed by that. She was destroyed by that.
Honestly,
I wait until I don't even look at any, because I'm in hospitality right now. And, you know, until I, like, absolutely know 1,000%, I don't say congratulations. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you on that. Like, you know, unless you're wearing a sign that says one is in the oven and you're not a baker, I'll say congratulations.
Well, like this couple was really lovey the other day. They were like lovey-dovey, holding hands. They looked so happy. And then when they were leaving, I realized, you know, she looked like she was pregnant. And I said, oh, congratulations. And they were happy and stuff. But I had already gotten a huge tip from them before that. See, there you go. There you go, Anthony Quinn.
Yay. When I see couples lovey-dovey, that means they're having an affair. Come on. What are you talking about?
It was his pregnant fucking... It was his pregnant side piece. All right.
All right.
Nice world you live in. So
I live in a real world.
So you know, this is... I love that you brought this up. You know, I love... A lot of times I ask people to share, like, names if they were, like, teased in school because some of them are hysterical. Like, I'll share one. When I was called these Irish brothers one time at a party called me Quinny Pig. Because, you know, my last name's Quinn and, like, a guinea pig. Quinny Pig. And now I think that is genius writing.
It is. Is that going to be your new comic stage name?
Like, I'm saying, like, I should have these guys. They're probably in prison or dead, but I mean, I wish they could write for me. These Irish brothers, they were tough kids, man.
So
I had people, like, so many people, especially when you diet. So, okay, so this is what I'll ask you now, because you said you lost 35 pounds. Now, was there some people that reacted like assholes, idiots to your diet, like didn't know what to say and said stupid stuff?
Actually, can you imagine? Check this out. So when I was working in the hospital in 2019, I lost 35 pounds. And it was a rapid weight loss, so I'm in the patient's room, we're doing care, and the nurse educator is right in front of me, and she looks at me and she says, wow, you're losing a lot of weight. So now I'm saying, she didn't say it in a complimentary way, so I waited for the punchline. So I said, so here's what she says. I said, yes, I am. So she says, just as what she said to me, do you want to lose weight? Are you trying to lose weight? So I looked at her like she was mental, and I said, oh, so you're asking me if I think I have cancer? I swear to God, Anthony, I swear to God. So I said to her, of course I know I'm losing weight, and of course I want to lose weight. I said, what's the matter with you? And I said to myself, geez, I got to get out of here. These people are, I want to kill somebody. I retired.
You could have reported that, man. You could have reported.
Of course I could have.
You could have sued her. You could have sued.
Yeah. There was a lot more than that going on between the two of us, if you get my drift. But I was like, yeah, okay, so now I'm dying of cancer? Can't you just congratulate me?
You are just, like, hitting everything I talk about on this fucking podcast, like, right on the head. I had somebody one time in the post office. I talk about this sometimes. It's always the acquaintances. It's never people that you love. I mean, you said your family, you razz, they might like say something in a joking manner, but it's never people you love that say stupid things about your weight. It's always like the acquaintances. That's been my experience for the most part. So like I had somebody in the post office one time, I had lost a decent amount of weight and they were like, oh my God, before I compliment you, you're not sick, are you?
What did you say?
And I was like, I was in my 20s too.
What a stunning thing to say to somebody. Were you like dumbfounded for a second?
No, and it's not over yet. It's not over. They were like, dude, you were big. I mean, you were big.
That's amazing.
Like, remember when everyone used to have to wait in line in the post office? Remember that?
Yes.
Like, you would go to the post office. I used to be in the post office, like, once a month, at least. Like, once, every couple. Like, I used to sometimes have to go to the post office. And I was waiting online, and like I said, I saw the person, and that, can you imagine?
It was so humiliating for someone to say that to you, because now they're not only are they saying they're afraid you're sick, they're also telling you what a fact. I hate to say the F word, but what a fat you were.
I mean, I've always had like, I could tell they were an idiot. I don't think I was hurt by it. I was more like, you know what it is? I don't even think it really fazed me that much until I got older and I thought about it. You know, because I was young and they were an older person. So I was like, you know, I guess I just took it. I don't know. I don't think I was hurt by. I think Georgia, honestly, now that I think about it, I think, I just said think a whole bunch of times. I think I was just so accustomed to being called fat and, you know, people judging me on my weight that I just, it wasn't that surprising to me. You know? Hello? Whoa, are you there?
I'm sorry, that's what happens. I fell against the muted mic, which is what happens sometimes. Sorry.
Oh, okay. No, so all this is what I'm saying. No, so I can identify with that. And what it is people like you in your place.
Yes, unbelievable. Unbelievable how crude. I mean, people don't even have any sense of self. I mean, to speak to like that to someone, I'm not friends with you, and I don't really, you know, we're just coworkers, and for you to talk to me like that just shows me the kind of character you are. Like it's a freaking redneck. Like you belong, what are you, born in a cave? I mean, people don't have any sense. It's just
like even have you been out to eat with people sometimes? Like even family members can do this with food sometimes. Like if you're dieting or something or you're trying something. I remember I was a vegan, I was vegetarian for a while, and people would be obsessed with what I was going to order. And I'm like, dude, you have a full life.
Like, yeah, really. It makes them uncomfortable, I think, honestly.
Yeah,
Anthony, because
it does.
You know, let me tell you something. They say, oh, you meet men online. So guess where I met my last boyfriend? On the free buffet all-you-can-eat line, okay? I met him on that line. So he liked them chubby. I was chubby in 2017. He liked chubby girls, but I didn't know. So I'm dating him and dating him and dating him. And then when I went on keto, he immediately cooled off. I swear to God, Anthony, he was different. I was not ordering the same food as him. No, he's a carbohydrate junkie. So he was into white food like you're describing. And he would snack every 2 or 3 hours. And he was eating everything under the planet. And now I'm eating only protein-based food. Do you know that he broke up with me? Because I lost weight.
Oh, my God.
I was blew my mind. And
that
at the
terrible.
Time, Anthony, at the time I didn't know it, but after I look back and see these last two girlfriends he's been with, they're all, the word obese means if more than 30 pounds overweight. And so these girls were all obese, and I said, oh my God,
and
he broke up with me because I lost weight, you SOB.
I want to go on the record right now and say Georgia Metz is a very attractive woman, absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
We'll clap that out.
Yes, thank you so much. So the idea that so it's not about looks, obviously, it's about body image.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. That's amazing. You're saying some amazing stuff on this podcast. I keep like patting my, I think I'm going to refracture my shoulder by patting myself on the back for having you on this podcast. You're like,
I just
yeah.
can't get over it. Imagine yeah. dating somebody because they're overweight and they fit your body type and then break up with them. And then I said to them, why are you breaking up with me? You complain all the time. I said, how can you hear me complain while you're complaining about every goddamn thing on the planet, you liar? So then I realized it's food related. Imagine, Anthony, like you said, you're vegan, right? And you're going out, your friends who are carnivores.
No,
at the time.
Yeah, at the time.
So you're in a different, you're eating different food. You know, that makes people uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
That's like saying you're an alcoholic, but we can't go to a bar that serves alcohol because now your friends are uncomfortable about their drinking alcohol in front of you. So nobody gives you the benefit of the doubt and say you're strong enough. You have to respect the person on the diet and say they have to live amongst us. So therefore, you have to treat everybody the same. That's the thing that pisses me off. Treat us all the same, goddammit. Just because I want to go on a diet doesn't mean I have to be alienated.
Well,
what kind of stupid, pisses me off.
Like I say, it just comes down to some people just have no lives, and they're just so spiteful, you know? A lot of people just live these spiteful lives where they're, I feel bad for them in a lot of ways, man. I mean, and I can't, honestly, I just can't keep up with people's bullshit. You know,
agreed. Oh, that's the best thing. Keeping up with other people's baggage. My ex-boyfriend had so much baggage, he needed his own carousel at the freaking airport.
So we're going to move on from this, but I mean, that must have really hurt your feelings, though. That you're bettering yourself. And how long were you dating?
3 years.
Oh, my God.
That must have really killed
you guys
me, man.
You guys were in love.
Yes, it killed me, and that was right at COVID. As soon as he broke up with me, I got COVID twice. I mean, it was the worst year. A lot of people died in 2020, but that was the worst year of my life.
That sucks. I'm so sorry to hear that. And that you know, dude, if you're listening to this douche, you blew it, buddy. You fucking blew it. I'm Anthony Quinn.
Yay! Thank you for that, because that's exactly it. Now that I see what happened, I'm better. I feel better about it, and he's an asshole.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a food hangover?
Yes, when I eat a candy. You feel like, yes, hungover. Chocolate
Like, the next day?
Yes.
Like when you wake up?
Yes, lethargic. I mean, I haven't had a hangover in a long time.
And you knew, oh, okay. So it doesn't happen to you often, but you knew you were, when you were eating the stuff the night before, you knew you were going to get a hangover, right?
Probably. I said, I'm probably going to not feel good tomorrow.
So, this is the thing. When you're talking about, like, addictions and food addictions, stuff like that, there's so many different levels of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not, you're not a food addict, but that was a kind of a behavior. You know what I'm saying? That a food addict would have, like, I know it's, because it's unmanageability, right? You know, it's chaos. You know, you're probably going to be, you know, and you probably had to work, maybe get up early, but you still eat the candy because...
It's delicious. You know.
Because that's it. So, but now, if you were a food addict, like if you had a higher degree of unmanageability, you may have eaten like three times that amount of candy, or you may have gone back out to the store to buy candy. I mean, people do this. I talked to people years ago, not on this podcast. I have mostly comedians on this podcast. We've had some stuff where people had struggled with bulimia. We've had people who've struggled with anorexia and stuff. And all kinds of other things. But I remember I used to go to Overeaters Anonymous. And that's why I do, on some level, identify as a food addict. I'm backing off it a little bit now. Because the whole addict thing is just, it's so hard to just generalize and say addict. You know, it's a broad thing. So I have compulsion issues when it comes to certain things. You know...
Yes.
Anything edible. But no, I was saying is I heard of people like eating like gallons of ice cream in the parking lot and then going back in. Yeah. People going, this is the thing about food Overeaters Anonymous. Yeah. I identify with everybody. Somebody could be a 95-year-old woman and I identify with everything she's talking about. They're talking about eating out of the garbage, not other people's garbage, their garbage. Like you throw something away at their house and they'll go in the garbage and eat it.
Wow, so it's, you know, it's really a sickness, which is what addiction is.
That's my pie. I made that pie. I love that pie. So like it's unmanageability. And you know, we're not talking about people did that all the time. That's something they did one time. Maybe their bottom. You know, we're talking about these are normal everyday people. And it's just, you know, we were taught, like we were talking about, all this disinformation we got about food. And once, like your old boyfriend, once we're addicted to the carbs, it's hard to get away from them.
Yes. I mean, it is hard to get away from.
That's your friend,
do it.
Man. That's your friend. You don't think my friend, I want to go pick my buddy cheesesteak up at the fucking deli down the street.
Sure.
He wants to hang out with me.
When I saw his face, when we went to Lake George every summer, and there was a famous tourist type of ice cream parlor, and the line was unbelievable to get an ice cream cone. So guess what? I'm on keto, and I'm not having any ice cream. So he stands there with this crestfallen face and says, "You're not having any ice cream?" I said, "I can have it, but I choose to not have it."
Oh,
and that was
God.
A betrayal. That betrayal, I could see it on his face. I betrayed everything about us because I would not have an ice cream.
Why did you have to say, "I can have it, but I choose to not"? If you knew, I'm just going to say, if you knew it was going to piss him off, why did you say it like that?
Because I want him to know it was free will.
Okay, all right. It was okay. All right.
Yeah, so, but for him to ask me if I was going to have ice cream, I'm like, I've been eating protein and freaking vegetables for 6 months, and now you want me to blow it on? I mean,
Hi, everybody. Yes, we are recording again. the recorder ran out of space. Yes, it's my fault. I'll take full responsibility.
No, it's It's not your fault. That's what happens when you interview an Italian. We have way too much things to talk about.
Yeah, you know what it is? Yeah, Georgia is so sassy that she filled up the recorder quicker than other people.
Uh-oh.
Let's have Georgia light this time, okay? The recorder can't take it.
Georgia light, listen, another 10 pounds and I'll be Georgia light, okay? That'll be my stage name.
So to update everybody to what was going on, even though they're listening to it, Georgia just hit it out of the park. She was identifying with just about everything I talk about in the lead into on this show. You know, I usually have like, there's a first half of the show that's kind of, you know, serious like this. We talk about our lives, our relationships with food and addiction and stuff like that. And then there's the second part of the show. So, Georgia, you know, talked about some personal stuff. Her ex-boyfriend actually left her because she lost weight, which is very, very unusual.
Uh-huh.
I think it would be very, very hard to find. I mean, you could probably find somebody, you know, I don't know, but it's a very strange thing and very painful thing. But we were just saying people like you in your place. And, you know, you would think people are going to be happy for you, especially these days. We live in such a strange world now.
Yep.
You know,
like, very strange.
Like, people are just getting used to going back out again. And the youth, I hate to say it, they just don't have, they're not doing anything. You know, I don't know about their life experience. I get worried about it.
Yes, you're right. I think about that myself sometimes. Like, what is their reality? I mean, everything is TikTok, and they're looking at their phone, and what are they learning in school, and who are their friends, and what are they doing? And if you think about it, it's unnerving.
I know teenagers that don't even care about driving.
They're like, oh, they don't want to drive?
No, they don't. When I was a teenager, man, that's all I wanted.
That's right. You couldn't wait to get your first car, name it, you know, clean it, drive it, and then
name it.
What was the name of your first car?
I named my car Bessie.
Oh, come on. Bessie?
You know what? I don't think I named my cars. The only time I think I named my cars was when my kids wanted to name them. Yeah, I think that's what it was. My son named one of the cars we liked the most. My son named Hot Daniel. I don't know.
Isn't that cute? That's such a cute name. Is that his now star name? Hot Daniel. Wink, wink. That's a great porn name. I swear I'd use it.
Oh shit. My god,
Hot Daniel.
So you know, it's so hard when you try to improve yourself. And like we were talking about comedy before too, right? Like, we can associate all these kind of behaviors to comedy too. Like, if you started getting a high degree of success in comedy, you would have people come up to you and say stuff to you. I swear to God. Uh-huh. I've had people after really good appearances. I mean, somebody else told me they were really good. I didn't think they were that great. We'll do a disclaimer right there. But I've had people message me and they're like, yeah, you were good last night, but you could do this and you could do that and you could do this and you could do that. And they're like, you're really good, but you just I'm trying to help you get to the next level. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know?
Are these comics or these are just
comics,
audience?
Other comics. I'm saying comics.
I know. They try to manage you. You know how it is, Anthony. People try to manage us. Those are the people who don't look at their own stuff, but they look at yours, you know?
You know, it's just like a lot of times, too, if you're at an open mic and you have a really good set, the next two or three people are going to be trying to, like knock down what you said. And it's like, dude, get up there and do your joke. Not my mic. We don't really do that much at the hotel mic. Everything's very pretty chill at that one, but until people start screaming mother effers while people are trying to
come. Oh, my God. I know. That was a very uncomfortable situation. I agree with you because there are, you know, just 20 feet away are people having dinner and things. And I'm like, oh, Jesus
Christ. Did you look at that menu? If you're buying a filet mignon, that shit's like $60 or something.
Well, I'll order it if they don't make it well done. I've had 3 filet mignons in the last 2 months and it's well done.
Their filet there is beautiful. It is gorgeous. I love it.
All right. Let me play a scratch off and I'll come over and buy one.
I've shared before that on this podcast that I will eat very attractive women's meat.
Does that mean we have to wear fake eyelashes? What do you mean attractive?
I mean like if a woman's very, very attractive and she leaves like half her fucking filet mignon, I'm probably going to eat it.
Oh, I misunderstood. I thought you meant something else.
No, I'll eat their food. Basically, if you're hot, and I would probably have like sex with you right away, I would I'll probably eat your food.
Yeah, well, at least you have standards, not like some people.
I'm with a Puerto Rican woman that would stab me. That stabs me for asking for the salt. So,
oh yeah, that's right.
I have no intentions of any kind of misbehavior, but I love like a good filet the way we cook it. Oh my God, that's, you know, if somebody leaves it on their plate and it's you know, somebody that doesn't look half alive, I'll eat it.
Wow. Yeah, steak. I'm a steak person myself.
Oh my God. All right, so here we go. So we're gonna get into to some of the other part of the show. So are you a cook? Do you cook?
Lately, yes. I've been cooking more.
Okay, so somebody, I have a question. Here, somebody's coming over. They're on their way over. You know, it's somebody you wanted like dazzle. Somebody like, you know, a friend, an acquaintance. You know, comedy friend, maybe a producer, so whatever, I don't know.
Producer, so, I'm going to order it out and bring it in and then put it on my dish. I'm not that skilled.
I'm just kidding. So, okay, so somebody's coming over and you want to put something, no, but you have to, they're not expecting anything. It's just a meeting, just a whatever, just somebody's coming over to say hi, but it's somebody you really like, you want to put it out. You want to, you know, somebody you want to like, so, hey, I can put something out. I can put something out. I can put this meal out. What is it that you put out?
Well, I know I honestly look up some small, like appetizers. Like I think sometimes if I do my best appetizers or small plates type of food is better for me than try to focus everything on one entree. Because I really don't know what my favorite meal is, and I don't know what my best meal is that I cook. Because I live alone, and I tend to eat the same, you know, I hate to say it, the same crap every day. I'm accustomed to doing that. So if I have to have someone come over, I'm like asking my friend who cooks, you know, 24 hours a day, what should I make?
Okay, so that's the
answer. Get a recipe. Yeah, that's the answer.
That's the answer. You would just try to find a recipe that you thought was good. That's kind of a good idea, because then it becomes kind of, you know, a whole adventure. You're not just putting out your same old dish. You're kind of like making something and putting it together. But then you always have, you know, there's always the possibility that it could be bad.
Of course it is. That's why if you just make small plates, you make three or four different things. If one sucks, that's the average.
She does.
But if three suck and you only got one good one, they'll invite me to their house next time or suggest go out for dinner. So I got away with
that. Another clap out. Whoa. Hey, I make four of them, okay? One of them stinks. What about the other three?
All right. What about the other three? That's only one quarter. Why only 25% of my food sucks? All right.
Hey, pimple face. What about the other three?
You don't like it, we'll go out to dinner next time.
Hey, okay. Get out of here. So, okay, all right. So give us some of the appetizers. What's a couple appetizers?
I looked up some appetizers. Well, you know, I like to make stromboli. I can make a stromboli and slice that up and then put it down on, you know, whatever.
You make the dough or no?
Yes.
You buy it?
No, I don't make the dough. I buy the pizza dough and then I just, you know, put in the meat and the cheese and the stuff and roll it up and bake it. Man, it was delicious. Then I went on Pinterest and looked up some different kind of appetizers, and one was using, you know, the crescent rolls, the Pillsbury crescent rolls. You take those. That has a sweet taste to it. It's like a, I want to say a flaky,
I love
sweet.
Those. I love those. I love any kind of dinner roll that's that mushy stuff that you get in a little cardboard thing. I love those. I could eat any of those. Those are all my friend. Every one of them.
The Pillsbury crescent rolls, if you open them up, the triangles, and you cut them in half, and you put in, this is so cool, brie, that cheese brie. Ooh. You put a dollop of brie in there, and then you put a little bit of a cranberry, from a cranberry sauce or sliced cranberry. I wasn't really a cranberry kid growing up with cranberries. So you get the cranberries, you put it in there, and then you put it in the oven for like, whatever, 10 minutes. I swear to God, Anthony, the sweetest smoothest taste. Those three tastes together just blew my mind. And
it's
I made
the dollop.
That.
It's the dollop.
It's the dollop. The dollop. So I made that. People were like, oh, this is delicious, right? So I made it the first two times. I made it the right way. By the third or fourth time, I was like deranged. Like, forget it. Next. You know, because I wasn't. Something was wrong. Something was melting. Things were leaking.
All right, so you got to, okay,
let me try
so,
something else.
So basically sometimes I think I can identify with that. I think I can identify with that. Like you make something one time and it kills.
Yes.
And then the next time, like you didn't necessarily document the procedure 1,000%.
Yes, well, we know for whoever measures in my house, we don't measure anything. We eyeball it, you know?
Yeah, so I mean, I think that's what it is, you know. It's amazing to me to see the chefs at this restaurant I work at, the hotel, how they just put out the food. It looks identical every time.
You yes.
know, and it's pretty consistent. Tuesday night for the open mic, you know, sometimes the head chef is there, but usually not. But usually everybody can do. They all know how to cook the filet because they know it's coming back if they don't cook it, you know. But
$60, Jesus! What kind of cow is that? That you're gonna?
I think it's $60. Yeah, I think so.
I'm sure it is. I know it's a la carte, so it's at least $40
well,
somewhere.
It comes. I think it comes with. It may come with mashed potatoes and asparagus. I think it comes with those. I'm pretty sure it comes with those. They had a pretty decent thing for Mother's Day. It was like an all-inclusive menu for $75.
Yeah,
but
nice.
It was you get a salad, a meal, and then dessert.
And yes, that's reasonable.
Really good. They had it was like filet mignon with lobster on top of it with like a sauce.
Ugh.
And it was and they had this I can't say it. It's like tagliatelle pasta.
Uh-huh.
It's a long ribbon type pasta.
Yes.
And they had that with shrimp and sausage. It was really, really good. Really good.
My daughter cooked for me at my home on Mother's Day, and she made me chicken marsala. Delicious, delicious.
Oh,
with
my
roasted
God.
Broccoli and roasted potatoes. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so let me ask you real quick. Let me ask you. What's a food that you hate that you cannot stand? You absolutely cannot stand?
Sushi.
Ooh, sushi. She turns heel on sushi.
Mm.
Wow. Okay.
I don't want.
Just the raw fish.
I don't like that. My son is trying to get me to eat a shrimp forever. I said, be quiet or I'm going to take you out of the will. Shut up. I'm not having any shrimp.
You've never had cocktail shrimp?
I think I must have had it. That's why I don't like it. No. I had cocktail shrimp when it was tastes like a piece of bubble gum when I was a kid. And I'm like, ugh. I think the sauce was more disgusting than
you're
the texture
a,
of the shrimp.
You're not a picky eater, are you? Should I give you the picky eater test? I don't think you're a picky eater.
No. I don't. I like everything except shellfish. I don't eat shrimp or sushi or raw fish or any of that stuff. But I eat every chicken, every vegetable, every meat, deli cold cut.
Do you eat mayonnaise?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But I eat mayonnaise.
How about sour
and
cream?
Mustard? Yes.
Okay. All right. You're good. You passed the test.
Yes, I'm sure.
No,
I'm
shellfish actually is not. Shellfish is actually not good for you. It's not good for you. It's got a lot of it's got high levels of mercury in it, and a lot of it the kind of protein that you get from it burns hot in your system. It's not good for you.
Well, the other thing, the real reason why I don't like shellfish is because you can have an allergic reaction to it, and I was always afraid of it.
Yeah. If people are having allergic reactions to it and they have to carry an EpiPen just in case they eat crab, maybe you shouldn't eat it.
I agree. So you know what? I mean, what's going to happen to me if I eat a steak? Am I going to get kicked in the face because he's really not dead? Nothing's going to happen to me.
So you don't eat any seafood then?
I do eat seafood, but it's a like filet of sole, filet of flounder, and blackened swordfish. Those are the only three. Oh, salmon. Forget about it. I eat salmon. I don't like to cook it at home.
That's interesting. Salmon's a very fishy fish. It's interesting that you eat that.
Yes, well, I have it with a certain sauce. If the restaurant serves it with a citrus sauce, which is this more delicious than the salmon.
And they sear it, they grill it. It's really good. Yeah.
So that's why I can't make that at home. How many times I bought fresh salmon? expensive, $12 a pound. I bring it home, and then the word skeeve takes over, and I'm just like, I'm going to gag. And I can't cook it in the house. It's almost like... As a force field around my stove.
The salmon won. What do you throw it? Do you just throw it away?
It's in the freezer still, so I'm like, okay, I can serve it now. It's 3 years old. No, I tell my daughter.
Next time I see you, next time I know you're coming to the mic, I'm going to be like, hey, can you bring that salmon?
I'll take a restaurant first. I'll order it in a restaurant any day, but if you make me cook it at home, I'm going to be on the Survivor
series. We actually have chili and salmon. Which is supposed to be, I guess. I used to get Chilean sea bass, but I think, I don't know if you can get that anymore. I think they overfished it or something.
Sea bass. I had that one time down at the Jersey Shore. My sister has a house down there. Right? So
really good.
What is there to eat down there? You go to a freaking restaurant, only serve a seafood. So I said, let's have the Chilean bass. Oh my God. It was the fishiest thing I've had in my life.
What? Really? This? No way.
Way. I said, what is this? $1,000 dinner? I can't afford it. It was expensive and I didn't like it. I was shocked.
It was supposed to,
but you know what?
It should have been very mild. It's a beautiful fish.
I think it was the texture. Maybe they did it wrong, but I was like, yuck.
It's not supposed to be fishy at all. It's supposed to be more like a,
chicken?
It's a white fish. Yeah, it's a beautiful, Chilean sea bass is really, they must have, you know.
I don't know what they did, but I was stunned at how gross it was.
Get that Chilean sea bass away from me, buddy, okay?
I said to my sister, yeah, can you pay for it too? I can't afford it. I have to eat it. It was so expensive, but it was gross. Holy mackerel.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right, so what about, you said candy. Let's talk about candy. What's your favorite candy?
You only have one candy.
So now, some people think chocolate and sweet candy are two different things. I personally think it's all the same. But we'll go, what's your favorite sweet candy?
So a sweet candy that's not chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. I can't think of anything.
Oh, really? It's all chocolate for you.
I feel like I'm in a quick quiz. Like, if I was right now on the Wheel of Fortune, I'd lose. And I can't think of anything.
But I'm saying, yeah, no one, you're not going to win anything, darling, okay?
No, I know, I'm not going to win, but I can't think of a sweet candy. What is a sweet, I don't like any pepper. No, there is no sweet candy.
Swedish Fish, Gummy Bears,
nope.
Sour Patch Kids, any of that stuff?
Nope. Oh, Goober. Oh, that has chocolate on it, forget it. So,
okay, so you're a
chocolate
girl. I
don't like any sweet candy. The only thing I like is chocolate. And the only chocolate candy that I eat lately, and it's expensive, I swear to God, Anthony, I find that people eat junk food and candy, you have to have more money than people who buy fresh food, because I eat Reese's Fast Sticks. They're crunchy, so they're like a Kit Kat, but they have peanut butter in them. Wow! I'm addicted to them, I swear to Christ. I was in Florida, I must have had a two or three of them. So, regular serving sizes. And then in an hour, I was falling asleep. I said, shit.
Candy, especially if you're really hungry, you it eat candy, you. Forget about it.
It's the worst thing you can do, honestly.
But it feels so good.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, man, it satisfies you. But, what happens, right? Your blood sugar goes through the roof, and then it drops just as fast. And now you feel hungover. That's the hungover feeling.
Yeah. A lot of times I'll do that right before I'm eating a full meal, so it evens it out. But
you really want to increase your insulin. You drink alcohol and have a candy bar. You'll be in the emergency room.
There, babe. There we go. You know, I've probably done that about 1,000 times. I would be constantly driving home from shows, half in the bag. And freaking, stop at Walgreens, and shoplift a few candy bars.
Oh, my God. I tell you, Clark's. Remember Clark's bars? Was that it, Clark's bars? I remember those. I used to love those when I was a kid.
Yeah, they're still around. They're still around. I like a Milky Way dark bar. I like those.
Oh, God. I like tell those. You, it's just ridiculous. I can't stand Halloween. In order to avoid buying candy, I don't answer the door. Fuck you. My ex was a cop, so I had the crime scene tape wrapped around the front of my house so they don't come over.
You know, that's the thing. You know, that's a good point for Halloween. That probably jams people up because, you know, you have all the candy, you know, you're going to eat it. So maybe what you should do, if you do want to give kids Halloween candy, not just you, anybody out there, buy something that you really don't like.
Yeah. Yeah, what would that be? You know what that would be? The mounds, the one with the coconut shreds in it. I can't stand that stuff.
Oh, that one's one of my favorites, dark chocolate mounds. Whoa.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. You know, that guy made $1 million. What a great
Almond Joy.
Jingle
that's Almond Joy.
Is.
That's Almond Joy. Let's get this straight.
No, wait. Yeah. Almond Joy was with the almond. And then you had the other one, which was coconut, right?
Almond. Sometimes they're both coconut. Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't. There we go.
All right, thanks. I was getting to that. You know, let me finish.
Go ahead.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Mounds has real nuts and... Oh, Almond Joy has nuts and mounds. I didn't have any lunch either, so now I'm burning and crashing on your show.
You're not. Not at all. Not at all. We're having fun. What was I going to say? All right. So we talked about your cooking. All right, so I have bad news for you. I'm sorry. Are you ready or?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I'm sitting down anyway. Go ahead.
Grab the freaking, like if there's a counter or something, grab it real quick. you're stranded on a desert island.
Yes.
Okay. All right. You're walking on the island and all of a sudden you see a genie. And the genie's like, you know, genie says to you, you can have one meal a day. I might change. I keep saying this. I might change this question to one meal a week, but then it'll be more of like I think it'll make it a little different. But he says you can have one meal a day, but it's got to be the exact same thing. It's got to be the exact same thing. You could be rescued in a day, a week. You could be there for 10 years, but you're gonna get the same thing every day. I know since you're doing the keto diet or whatever, this is probably going to be a very boring answer.
No, I could eat a cheeseburger every single day.
Whoa!
Without the bun, every single day.
Okay, from where? Whose cheeseburger? Because this is what the genie's going to probe your brain, and it's going to be instantaneous. Don't get worried.
I make my own cheeseburgers at home. I use my own chopped meat. I make my own burgers. I season it. I put it in the frying pan.
So you would want. You would ask for your own burger.
Of course.
Wow.
I can only know what my own burger tastes like. If you're going to take a chance with some restaurant, they'll screw it up.
No, that's the thing. The genie's goal. So then you would wind up with your own burger. If you like yours the best, that's what you're going to get. The genie's going to probe your brain instantly and give you your favorite burger. So your favorite burger would be your own.
Yes, a cheeseburger. Correct.
That is, yes, another clap out.
Who's clapping out there? Is that you?
Yeah, that's me. Is that me? No, there's a guy sitting next to me not saying anything.
You heard my personal story? All right, we're going to have to sign an NDA, whoever you are. All right.
Oh, my God. No, somebody on here was like that about their cookies. Anyway, all right. So the cheeseburger... What would it have on it?
Cheddar cheese. I know that's not true. Sometimes a yellow American cheese.
You can only pick one. You're going
to
get the same.
I know. I'm trying to remember what I usually put on there. So it's usually yellow American cheese cheeseburger.
That's the classic cheeseburger has yellow American cheese on it.
Yeah.
And like lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle or no?
Depends. I don't eat a bun. So it's just the cheeseburger itself with no condiments on it. Just the flavor of the burger is enough for me. I'm telling you, it's delicious. Like, you know, I hate when I go to the restaurant or go someplace and I order a cheeseburger. I'm like, I eat this shit at home every day. I'm eating it at a diner. How boring are you? God almighty. So
So you would get a cheeseburger with no bun, just a cheeseburger on a plate. No, would there be sides, fries or anything? Or no fries?
Well, while I'm on keto, it's a cheeseburger and I would put lettuce in, well, not meaning a lot of lettuce, but lettuce and tomato and a slice of red onion on the dish. So okay. That would like, and a slice of tomato, that's nice and juicy, right? So that helps slide down, got the bits of hamburger
no ketchup?
Dry. No.
So, wow, interesting. I like that too. I sometimes ketchup ruins it. It depends on the burger. And so no fry, like, but okay, so think about this though. You're on a desert island. You might, I mean, you know, you're probably going to be walking around a lot and stuff. You're probably going to be getting plenty of exercise. Maybe you could get fries, no?
Of course, but if I'm going to be, all right, you're right. I'm on a desert island. I'm going to worry about my freaking weight. I'm worrying about if I have enough SPF in my beach bag. So, yeah, let's go with the cheeseburger with the lettuce, tomato, onion. And then I could get French fries.
And you know what? I would just ask for the bun just in case one day you have a bun.
Just in case I have to bribe a seagull. Get the hell out of here. Jesus.
You know, I've been doing this nothing white diet, and I've been looking into, like, whole grain. I'm trying to get whole grain croissants. Have you ever had one of those?
No. It's, you know what? The croissants are 10 grams of fat. Is it worth it?
No, it's the whole grain ones are less.
Oh, good for you. Get it. But I'm not a croissant. I can't even pronounce it. I'm not a croissant person. Yeah, whole grains are better than white food, like you're saying. Yeah. My father was a proponent of dark foods. He said we only had whole wheat bread growing up. We never ate white bread. He said white bread was a waste. Wow, I was like, all right, Pop.
Your dad is a smart guy.
Wow. He was smart as hell. Shit. He drank water at the table, no soda, no candy, none of that crap. We had to drink Ovaltine. I don't even know how old am I that I was drinking Ovaltine.
I wonder what made Ovaltine okay.
I know. I wonder what was in it. It was a chocolate. It was chocolate crystals, and you put it into your milk or something, maybe, and you stirred it. So it was like the fake Bosco.
that aggressive ad campaign got to your dad.
I don't know. It was like, I'm telling you, it's like a healthy Bosco. You know, this chocolate drink, Ovaltine.
Oh, so that's what it was. It was kind of, I guess, a healthier alternative to like Bosco or Hershey's chocolate or whatever.
Oh my God! I tell you, one time my daughter was. This was a few years ago. We had some. She made ice cream. We had some party here, and she left behind the bottle of Hershey's syrup. Do you know that I just drank the whole thing right out of the bottle? It's so delicious. Who needs ice cream? Fuck.
Oh yeah, my friend used to have it. He would have like walnuts, right?
God.
And I would put some walnuts in my mouth and squeeze the chocolate syrup.
I know. You know how many cool desserts we've made while we're scrounging around in the pantry looking for a fix.
That's my comedy act. I said, dude. I said, listen, I won't steal your money, okay? I'll come. I'll help you with your lawn maintenance, all right? But if you leave the room, I'm drinking your syrup.
I swear to God, I had marshmallows in here. I was doing, like you said, I had some nuts. So I made my own concoction. I put peanut butter, marshmallow, chocolate syrup, and walnuts, crushed them all together. And I said, I don't care.
The best is that you don't do it often, so you probably really enjoy it.
Yes. Uh oh. There's a puppy. Yeah, okay. All right. There's my daughter's dog. This is what I get. Come here.
Well,
you can't go out.
Well, tell the dog.
No, no.
What is the dog doing on the island?
No. What are you doing on the island? Oh, you're small enough to.
All right. The dog was with you. You were like paragliding with the dog, and somehow you got trapped on the island. Something like that happened.
It's an island dog.
So you picked your meal. Pretty good meal. I like it. What do you think? Maybe what if you could get onion rings instead of fries? What do you think?
No, you know what I like about onion rings? I only like the breadcrumbs out the outside. I don't like the onion itself, so I only eat the fried part, which is so silly. But that's what I like.
So you know why you don't? This is I'm going to tell you why you don't like the onion rings is because when you bite it, the onion pulls out, right? And you don't like that.
Yeah, that, and it's also soft and it's chewy. I like the crunchiness of the coating.
Because if you get onion rings, like really good ones, you don't eat, that doesn't even happen.
Oh, I see. Really
like
good ones.
Actually,
well, that's
cut
right.
Up the onion and they like do it a certain way where it's like, they do it where it's all like one thing and it's really, really good. Like,
oh, I would have that then if I had a really good, you know, cuisine style. Onion ring, I certainly would want to have that.
Yes, because a lot of times you get stuff, they just throw it in the fryer. You know what I'm saying? But when you get a lot of times just has to do with the vendor. Whatever the vendor has that month, it's a crapshoot. So, oh, really? You know, or sometimes people go with a certain onion ring. This pizza place down the street had great onion rings for the longest time. And it's the only reason why I went there. Their sandwiches were okay, but they came with fries or onion rings. And I would get the onion rings, and one day I went there and the onion rings were different. I haven't gone back.
Yeah, something. Isn't it something? Yeah, it's weird.
I've been eating. I've been eating pretty much. I've been staying pretty legit on it. I did go to Smashburger last night, and I got a Cobb salad, and I just took a cheeseburger. I got a cheeseburger too, and I came home, took it off the bun, and just threw it in the salad and cut everything up and ate it.
Yes, bravo. So, yeah, that's a great thing to do. Yep.
I like that. I did have a little bit of their dressing, and I had a little bit of this other honey mustard dressing I had. Just a little bit of it. So I'm not being as strict. Like, there was times when, for a long time, I would just eat everything. No dressing, just black pepper on everything. And, you know, that's hard. That's very hard. So, all right. So, you one soft drink on the island.
It would have to be iced tea. My favorite iced tea is Crystal Light iced tea.
Whoa! Doesn't have NutraSweet in it or the aspartame?
Listen, I'm gonna die of skin cancer. What is that shit about NutraSweet?
Weren't you just talking shit about diet soda?
God, yeah, I know it has diet stuff in it. If I have to, when I have coffee, I use a Splenda.
And I'm telling you honestly, I don't think that stuff's as bad for you as they say. I think that's part of the sugar propaganda.
Well, I need something, so I can't drink coffee straight. I wish I could drink it black. I'd save a fortune in half and half.
I mean, sugar is so bad for you. It's so bad for you that stuff is just better. You know, as crazy as it is, does have chemicals and stuff, but it is just better.
Oh, I see what you mean. It doesn't affect your organs as much as straight sugar would affect your organs.
No,
and that's what my father told me, my sister and I, all along. He said, there's something wrong with food if it makes you addictive and you want to keep eating it. Can you imagine? He told us that 60 years ago, 50 years ago. Food, something's in this food.
Yeah,
why do you want it all the time? Dude, I said, what are you talking about, Dad? There's nothing in here. But you know what? It could be, right? There could be, like you're saying, this idea that whatever we eat, we want to eat more of it because there's something in it that's addictive, something about it. Not the taste, but there could be a chemical in there that draws you to keep eating it over and over again.
I'll tell you,
he said it's not natural for people to gain weight, and without any regard, it's almost like you're saying an addiction to the food because something about the food is making you want it, like obsess over it.
When I drink diet soda, like I am drinking some diet soda now, but I don't fiend for it. You know when I drink diet soda? Is when I, like, if I'm eating, like, Chinese food or something.
I see. It has to go with something.
It has to, like, go with something. Or if I'm, like, craving sweets bad.
Yeah.
And I see that there's, like, a diet soda that I like. Then, you know, sometimes that can be it, too. But, like, if I'm drinking a lot of regular soda, I want it all the time.
Yes. It's the sugar, man. It's the sugar that brings you in. That's why when I go on keto, I cold turkey. Now, keto is really hard for people, and I did it for 3 years because I was working, and I had no time. Literally, my routine was so strict that it was the easiest way to diet. I was working a 14-hour shift. Lucky if I could have lunch. So I lived off of protein shakes, and I had a salad every day with a protein
in it. That was like, what, was 3 days a week probably you worked, or 4 days
a week? Yeah, I worked 3 14-hour shifts. Yeah. That's right, 3 14-hour shifts a week.
Yeah.
And so that was my regimen. You know what, Anthony? It's easy. Yeah. It's easy when you have that routine. So I went hardcore on no carbs. So I eat, right now I eat less than 100 grams of carbs a day.
Yeah.
Imagine that. I was having 2,000 grams of carbs a day. Now it's like, you know, if you want to make it work, you have to stick it.
Well,
you have to do it.
This is the thing for me. And like, I'm over the hump now. Usually it's like, I always say like 3 to 5 days a week. If I could do something for like 5 days to five, you know, a week, then I'm over the hump, and I start feeling better, and I actually see a little bit of weight loss. And once that happens, then I'm good for a little while anyway. But sometimes with me, with success, I start thinking, Like, even last night, I had to make sure that I threw the bun away. Because I got home, and I threw the bun away. It had all the mayonnaise and stuff on with the lettuce. And I didn't need the lettuce because I had lettuce in the salad. Yeah!
Yeah!
But I had to make sure I threw the bun away so I wouldn't go get it.
Yep.
You know? Because there's a chance if I just left it in the bag that I would have... You know, in the middle of the night, I have a problem, Georgia, where I eat in the middle of the night. And, anyway, it sounds like, are you doing something? Are you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was going to try to eat. It's 1:30, and I haven't eaten lunch. I'll wait. Just tell me how long.
No. We're going to wrap up. We're going to wrap up in a minute. I just have one more question for you. One dessert on the island. What is one dessert?
Jesus. Let me think. It has to be something. I
want
to say chocolate
cake. We're talking about all this food. She's like, I'm going to start eating.
I want to say it has to be a chocolate cake, but light. You know, I don't like that heavy chocolate. I need a light whipped chocolate. Dark chocolate would be the thing for me. And so, maybe a scoop of ice cream since it's only once a day.
So you're saying like a mousse cake?
Yeah, is that the word? A mousse cake? I haven't had cake in so long, I don't know. Chocolate mousse cake, that's right. Oh, but I want the cake, the cake texture itself, not just the whipping. Wow. So I'd have to have the cake and then the filling and the icing light.
Like a brownie mousse cake type deal. Yeah.
Yes, that would be it. Wow. Oh, in fact, that would be even better. A hot fudge brownie sundae. Oh, my God.
Forget is that what you get it. Every day? You'd get that?
Yeah, I would get it every day because why not?
I think that's a good pick.
That's a one a day. One a day keeps the psychiatrist away.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And you know, I think that's what you got to go for. I've had people say fruit. They're like, but I'd want to make it on the island. I may get rescued. I'm like, well, that's not really.
You may get rescued. What if you run? What if you can't find any toilet paper with all that fruit? You better watch out.
Oh, all right. So I have good news for you. You're rescued. You're home.
I'm off the island.
You were like complaining to a seagull about something, and a Navy ship heard you.
Yes. You the came seagull up- that I gave the bun to hooked me up by circling around in sign language and told the people on the boat, someone is waiting for you to pick her up. Let's go.
The genie by mistake. They delivered the burger with a bun, and you screamed so loud that the Navy ship, you went on their radar, picked you up.
Oh, that's great. I'm fat. Oh, good. And I have a beautiful tan. I never have to go to the beach again.
All right. So you're home. You're getting settled in or whatever. You'll probably never work again, or you're going to be, you know, you're going to sue whoever, whatever, and you'll have money forever and never have to do anything. But that's besides the point. What was the one place you were thinking of when you were a kid? I mean, I'm sorry. What was the one thing you were thinking of when you were on the island, and like one place that you wanted to maybe go eat? Are there places that you go out to eat? Is there a favorite place you have? A place you go for your birthday? Like, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's funny. Well, where is that favorite place?
Like, the place you were thinking about. Because you have a lot of time to think on this island. You know, there's no... I'm trying to think.
Well, you know what? I used to like a place that I started going to, but they did not have... They incorrectly cooked my meat. So I knocked them off the list now. If you can't cook filet mignon, then I'm not coming there. But otherwise, the food was very good, except they screwed up my order. So I can't think.
Did you tell them? Did you send it back?
Of course.
Whoa.
I sent it back the first time, and they sent it back raw. And I couldn't eat it. So I went home and cooked it, finished it. The second time I went there, ordered it medium, it came back well done. And then I complained again, and they said, take it back. I said, no. But I won't be coming back to this place if you don't know how to cook filet mignon. You don't need my service.
I always order steaks medium these days, too. It depends on what kind of restaurant I'm at. If I think it's a really good restaurant, I'll take it seared medium rare. You know?
Maybe I'll do that. But I have to do something.
But sometimes, because then if they have to sear it, it's not going to be raw. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot. I think sometimes it's too much pressure for them, the medium rare thing. It depends where you're at. So I just say medium. And if it comes out and it's pink, I'm fine with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So maybe that's what I have to do. Just say, I'm just going to say medium rare. And then if they wait a second, a minute longer, it is now pink the way I want it, because I eat it medium, pink in the middle. But don't send it to me well done, because, you know, we're going to go out and play hockey with that. You're going to kill a beautiful piece of meat.
Yeah, if I say I want it seared and medium rare, usually it comes out like pretty much medium, like comes out perfect. I like it seared. I like the crunchy on the outside and soft in the middle. Whoa.
Just like the Reese's, looks like the Kit Kats. All right.
That's why I'm not a big filet man. All right, so listen, we're going to wrap up. Thank you so much. Have you had fun?
Yes, it was very revealing, unfortunately. No, some things were too revealing, and then other things were appropriately revealing.
Okay, I mean, you know, I think everything will be fine. If there's anything you want me to cut out, that's not a problem.
No, off the record is what I meant. It was easy to say those things, but as long as it's just between me and you.
Absolutely. People tell me.
All right, cool.
People tell me I'm easy to talk to. What do you think?
Yeah, you are very easy to talk to.
I just wanted some confirmation for a second. I wanted some confirmation for our listeners. So tell me, where can people find out where you're going to be appearing? Tell them your Instagram, your whatever, however, wherever you post your stuff. Tell them Facebook, Instagram, go.
Yeah, so on Facebook, my name is Georgia, JORJARN. That's my Georgia RN page. And on Instagram, my name is The Comic in the Crowd. And otherwise, I don't really use any kind of social media. I just tell my friends. I have a group in Facebook called You Know a Comic, and I add people to the group, and that's where I post where I'm going.
You made that group?
Yeah, it's in my Facebook Messenger. It says, You Know a Comic. And then everybody who's ever wanted to see me do stand-up, I post all my stuff in there, and then they say whether or not they can come.
And you'll add people to the group when you meet them.
Yes, I add them to the group.
That's good.
All right.
So if you want to be added to the group, contact George on Instagram.
Yes, contact me on Instagram. I'll add you to my group, and then you can all see what I'm. Sometimes I even post my clips on there. Like if I do a show and no one saw it, I just put it on there.
Yeah.
Why not? Let people see me.
Yeah, I mean, I post all kinds of pictures. I post all kinds of stuff. You see, I've been trying to pay attention to the feeds and stuff. Like when's better times to post and stuff. I've been trying
to
pay attention to that. Usually between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Oh,
it was the best time to post stuff, but I don't know.
I saw the post that you did that when I was at your mic last Tuesday, and I said, look at me. I'm the only girl in the entire, at the time, in the group. I'm right in the middle, which was fabulous. And I went to Rhino that same week, and why didn't you tell me there was a two-story staircase I had to climb? I was like, oh, my God, where's the elevator? I get to the top, and there's 15 comics. I was the only female comic in the entire room. I was like, oh, my God.
And listen, honestly, I'm not going to bullshit you here. I'm going to be very honest with you right now. And this is a fact, that there is a higher demand for female comedians. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I should be getting work soon then, yes.
No, I'm saying is, don't even just keep doing what you're doing. And I'm telling you, people will need a woman, and they'll contact you.
I'm a nurse, I'm a comic, but I'm not a cook. But hey, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
And some women get bent out of shape about that, you know, like, ugh. But you gotta use what you got, right? I mean,
I gotta use what I got before my kids spend it. You got it. Let's go.
That's the reality of the situation.
All right, cool. Cool, yo.
So absolutely. So did you say you were coming tonight or no?
No, I'm doing an industry show.
You're doing the other thing.
Come next Tuesday. Yeah. I'll be available next Tuesday.
Yeah,
come there.
Yeah, come
and I'll
by.
Look at the menu.
Come by. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna start.
I certainly will.
I'm gonna start featuring people, and then they'll get my discount too for the food, because I have an employee discount. So I'm gonna start featuring a comic or two a week. And, you know, we'll have some, like, bigger names come in and stuff like that. So,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, we're going to see what's up, try to mix it up a little bit. But I'm trying to, you know, it's going to be outside. And I think when it goes outside, If it ever goes outside, it's complicated because then we don't want people to keep coming in for drinks. Anyway, listen, I know you're trying. Nobody's listening at this point anyway. But thank you so much for coming on, and please enjoy. What are you eating for lunch?
Well, you know what? I'm going to have a salad with the red onion, beets, mushrooms, blah, blah, blah. And then I throw in a can of tuna fish, and I use avocado oil to mix the salad. It's delicious. Oh, my God.
Wow. What kind of tuna fish?
I use usually it's either bumblebee white albacore or it's a chunk light, and I get it in either vegetable. I like it in vegetable oil because it doesn't have a fishy taste when you drop it in the salad. To use water-based, it has, to me, a more fishy taste.
That's interesting. I never liked the vegetable oil stuff. That's interesting. But I grew up eating light tuna. So, honestly, like, that's my favorite. But the albacore stuff can be really good, too, sometimes. It can.
Yes, especially if it's on sale.
All right, Georgia. Listen, I'll let you go, make your lunch, and you enjoy yourself. I'll talk to you soon. Oh, good luck tonight. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Anthony. I appreciate it. All right, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, cheers. All right, bye. Have a good one. Bye. All right. All right, Georgia Metz, yeah. I should get people's last name before I do the podcast. Yes, that's always good. My name's Anthony Quinn. This has been Food Addict. Cheers.